Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Turvey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Falls are a common cause of health problems for the elderly, and some of the most accessed Cochrane reviews look at ways to prevent them. There are also reviews of interventions to minimise the harm done, and Nancy Santesso from McMaster University in Canada describes the March 2014 findings from one of these, looking at hip protectors.
In the next year, we estimate that about 10 out of 1,000 people over the age of 65 who live at home will fall and break a hip. This figure is even higher for people living in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities at about 60 per 1,000. These people will need surgery, and if it goes well, they will have physiotherapy, and they may walk after this break. However, some people will not recover well. Some will have a fear of falling again, some may not be able to walk, and some may die. Today, there's a lot of research about how to reduce the risks of falling and breaking a hip. There are studies about vitamins and minerals, different medications, different exercises, and also about hip protectors. This Cochrane review looks at the hip protectors. It asks whether hip protectors prevent hip fractures. So what is the main idea behind a hip protector? There are two ideas. The first is to simply cushion the fall using a soft material. These are called soft hip protectors. The second idea is to use a hard shell that covers the hip and spreads the force of a fall. So instead of the full force being on the bony hip, it spreads to other soft parts of the body, like the thigh. It sounds like common sense, but do hip protectors work? We updated a review that was first published in 1999. In this updated review, we included 19 studies with about 17,000 older people. These studies were randomized trials in which older people were randomly allocated to be given a hip protector to wear or not given one. The studies then measured how many hip fractures occurred, and they also measured whether falls occurred and how many other types of fractures occurred, such as pelvic fractures. So what does the research say? For older people living at home, we are moderately confident, based on the studies we found, that providing a hip protector probably has little or no effect on the chances of breaking a hip. On the other hand, for people living in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities, providing a hip protector probably decreases the chance of breaking a hip. In numbers, if we estimate that about 60 out of 1,000 people break a hip without a hip protector, this would probably drop to about 49 out of 1,000 people breaking a hip with a hip protector. This is a difference of about 11 out of 1,000 people who would not have a hip fracture because they were given a hip protector. The other important question we asked was whether people fall more or break different bones when provided with a hip protector. In this review, we are moderately confident that there is probably no effect on how often people fall. But we found that there may be a small increase in the chance of breaking a pelvic bone. For example, although 11 out of 1,000 people living in nursing homes or other facilities would avoid a hip fracture if given a hip protector, one more may have a pelvic fracture. But we have low confidence in this evidence about pelvic fractures, and we need more research into this. Some of the studies reported that few people had minor side effects, such as skin irritation, while wearing hip protectors. This ranged from no one having side effects to about 5 out of 100 people having a side effect. We also found that people often did not wear the hip protectors they were given. In the studies, it ranged from just 2 to about 8 out of 10 people who wore the protectors when provided. More research is needed to better understand why people wear or do not wear hip protectors. And in future, we also need to explore whether there is a difference between the soft hip protectors and the hard hip protectors.
To read the full version of this review and to access the others from the Cochrane Bone, Joint and Muscle Trauma Group about falls in older people, visit the Cochrane Library on the internet. It's available at thecochranelibrary.com.